Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked, bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, I looked inside your purse and I found Purell and all kinds of hand wipes. And I'm looking at my purse and I've got my little bottle too. And I think we've gotten to a point out there with germs and germiness and everything where we didn't even realize that it's not just about going to a public, you know, restroom. It's about what's living in our purse too, for crying out loud.
Oh, I know. I couldn't believe that when I used to start, when I read this today, is your purse as germy as a toilet seat? And I'm thinking, could it be?
Well,
we need to find out.
Donna Duberg is assistant professor of clinical laboratory science at St. Louis University, and we welcome you, Donna, to answer the question, is your purse as germy as a toilet seat?
Well, first of all, let me say that these comments also hold true for briefcases and maybe a lot of our electronic devices, but yes, they are very, very dirty. They're very contaminated.
Well, what contaminates it, for crying out loud?
Well, there's been numerous studies that have been done on this, and what they found is that these tens of thousands of germs, you know, in the bags that we've been testing actually come from where we pick up the most fastidious organisms, which is from bathroom floors where, you know, we set our purses down and bodily secretions have been deposited there. A lot of transportation centers, train stations, bus stations, almost anywhere in fast food centers, counters, floors, certainly the bathrooms, but chairs also. And we set our bags down there and we pick them up and carry them along with us.
Oh, the thought of that. I mean, I won't put my bag on the floor or anywhere else. I will bring something in my bag to set down before I put my handbag on anything. That's how crazy I am.
I didn't even use that. I've got a purse hanger and I've got one of those.
Oh, that you bring with you in your purse?
Yeah,
I love it.
I've got a little
purse hanger. Used to be a long time ago, restaurants used to have those purse holders underneath the tables. You can still see them at some of the deli counters under the tables. It keeps women also from putting them on the chair, so I'm sure it has to do with seating. But in addition to just placing them in places, our hands touch about 300 surfaces every 30 minutes. And so most of those surfaces, like our offices, when we're in the bathroom, especially those that don't wash their hands, some restaurant counters, our kitchen counters at home, door handles, any place that we are traveling, most of these surfaces are not clean. So we pick up these bacteria, and then we pick up our purses, or we pick up things and put them in our purses. And most of these germs, or a lot of these germs, can be potentially harmful.
Well, I read that, when we have paper money and just plain old coins, that they're some of the dirtiest of all. Is that true?
Well, we've cultured some of those. There's been studies done. I think that probably our cell phones and some of those electronic devices that we chuck in our purses, they probably have more bacteria than money. But we do take money out a lot, credit cards. Certainly some people put used tissues in there. They might even put food in their purses, children's toys, gym clothes. I think some of those are going to be much more likely to have bacteria and viruses on them.
Well,
I think
they
did.
I mean, makeup too.
With
I think a lot of women sort of forget about that. I mean, you know, the lipstick that's now 10 years old is still sitting there, you know.
It's rotten.
It's just like, I mean, just sort of rotten and everything. Oh, my God, I'm so depressed. I mean, I feel it's a battlefield.
Well, actually, there was a research study done by a British company. It's called
Thank
you. And they found that actually the hand creams and the face creams in the purses are the ones that bacteria like the most, followed by lipstick and mascaras. And we women always know that with makeup, we're supposed to be pitching them about every, 5 to 6 months. But putting them in our purses enhances the ability that they're going to pick up bacteria, and then we're going to use that and put them on our face or our hands.
Okay, so Donna, what would you recommend we do? You know, so how about that you know, just doing something simple like washing your hands. And when you wash them, is there a special technique? I watch some people, they just literally flip them underneath the water once, don't even use the soap thing, and then just sort of wipe it off. I'm like, I'm in horror. I was in, you know, I'm on travel now, and I was watching this at the United Club, and I walked into the restroom at the United Club where I was sort of implanted. And you know, I'm just watching them. It's like a five-second rinse, and then they're doing the paper thing, and hello, there was no antibacterial anything, you know, that they were using. So, how do you wash like a pro?
Well, that is the rule of thumb. The Center for Disease Control has said for any situation, if you want to break the path of the infections or infectious agents, you always need to wash your hands. That's the number one rule across the world. And washing our hands means, first of all, removing any visible dirt. So that might sometimes take two or three washes with a good lathering of soap. And once the visible dirt, the oils on your skin are gone, it's going to make the bacteria available for the soap to kill, and also just to rinse away any of those large numbers of bacteria that we might have. So how do we wash our hands? If they're pretty clean, a good soapy amount or amount of soap that's going to give you a good lather, and it doesn't need to be antibacterial. We're finding now that the literature is telling us to get as far away from antibacterial agents as possible, but a good soap that lathers well, that removes organisms and removes those oils that hold them. And we should be lathering good friction on the hands for at least 20 to 30 seconds. Tell you to sing some songs like Happy Birthday Twice or ABCs. And then make sure that we wash around the fingers, between the fingers, around the thumbs, up to the wrist. And when you rinse, you want to rinse from the wrist on down. So the dirt and the soapy water germs are washing away from your wrist, off your fingertips, down the sink. And then dry with a paper towel. Paper towels are going to give you more absorbency. It's going to keep aerosols down from those blowers. It's also going to give you a little extra friction, and you can use that paper towel to open the door and then throw it into the wastebasket.
Oh, there you have it, Donna. Here's what I see. Women go into the restroom, they use the restroom, they come out of the restroom, and they wash their hands, and then they go and touch the door with their bare hands.
Or they pick up their purse.
and all of the above, which is like you've just negated the whole entire process of the washing, which I find interesting. Because what about those of us who wear, you know, watches and rings? The last thing you want to do is leave them on the counter. So how are you washing around these? I mean, you just have to make sure
you can just get a good lather going and just kind of move them around a little bit, or turn them around in your finger and get the soapy water under there. But if they're really that dirty, you know, you might even want to use a hand sanitizer, and that alcohol will get underneath your rings, and then again.
Well, that's my question, Donna. When are you supposed to use Purell and those kind of hand sanitizer things? When?
Well, alcohol-based hand sanitizers are the next level that the CDC says after hand washing. But we know now that we don't want small children to use them because alcohol is absorbed through the skin. So the third level of cleaning would be things like benzalkonium chloride, which are in a lot of the wet wipes that we can buy, the ones that say for hand and face, not for surfaces. So those are very readily available, and we probably should keep those in our purse also, so we can take them out to at least clean our hands and our face before we eat, or before we're even going to touch our eyes, our nose, and our mouth. And that's the T-zone. That's the area that you want to protect. That's one of the main ways that bacteria and viruses get into the body.
Okay, say that again. I think that's important, the T-zone, just once, real quickly.
Oh, yeah, the T-zone, your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Consider those your mucous membranes. Bacteria come in that way. They like that mucus. It keeps them moist. We do have some defenses in those mucous membranes. But
we got that T-zone down, that's for sure. We want to thank you, Donna Zuberg, Assistant Professor of Clinical Laboratory Science at St. Louis University, helping us with that whole issue of the purse being as germy as a toilet seat. Ah, I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Rosen.
And you need to become a pro hand washer, get into a clean routine, and watch what you carry. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.